Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about geospatial. We're going to talk specifically about mission critical solutions and how they are assisting with mapping and visualization. Some of these services are used for air traffic control, but more importantly, on the Vanguard side, it's about command and control and air defense. And the title of this show is Seeing the Big Picture, Real-Time Visualization of Multi-Domain Command and Control. Our special guests joining us today are Jordan Fried, President and Managing Director for Kongsberg Geospatial, and Paige Cutlin, VP of Sales and Marketing, Kongsberg Geospatial. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
So I'd like to kind of kick off here by talking a little bit about Kongsberg Geospatial. Can you share with us, Jordan, what is the vision of this company? What do you guys do?
Thanks, John. Well, I actually just joined Kongsberg Geospatial about 6 weeks ago. It's been a real privilege to get to know the team and start to look at where the company's been and where we want to go. So certainly from a vision perspective, you know, we are what I'll describe as innovators in the space of geospatial technology, particularly for real-time mission-critical applications. And so we've got a long legacy of success as a precision developer of software, particularly a map engine that's been used widely worldwide through the defense industry. And we've been building upon that software and building new products and applications that build off of that software for a variety of different spaces. And I'll hand off to Paige, who's been with the organization for a number of years now, who can talk about some of those applications and where he sees us going.
Sure, Paige, let's chat about that.
Certainly. So probably our core application, our core software product is what we call TerraLens. And that's been around for over 25 years now and continually evolved as we add features to it. And basically, you can think of that as a map engine. So it's a critical part of a command and control system that allows the various elements you need to visualize, like moving tracks around or sensor coverage or things like that, to be updated in a very real-time way. So you will find this TerraLens product in some very large military programs like the U.S. Navy Aegis system. So that's a command and control system for fleet defense and air defense. And as a result of it being in Aegis, it's now going to be in the Canadian Navy, Canadian Surface Combatant Program, because that will involve Aegis in its combat management system. So TerraLens will be floating aboard those Canadian ships, which is nice to see. You also find TerraLens in mission critical applications like air traffic control. So that ability again to at very high rates update the display for the operator so that they understand what's going on around them for those air traffic movements. So NAV Canada uses TerraLens as example in all of their displays. So we think TerraLens is very well positioned for the NORAD modernization because that's all about airspace and battle space visualization. And here's a homegrown Canadian product that would fit very well into that.
Yeah, Paige, just before the show, I love the way you described your product. It helps your clients to understand what's going on them geospatially through a very accurate visual picture. And I mean, given the current climate we're dealing with right now all over the world, that's got to be pretty important. I also noted too, your products are designed to work in extreme conditions. So could you tell us a little more about the applications that the KG produces and some of the problems that you are fixing for your clients and partners?
Sure. Thank you. So one of our products, one of our applications we call Iris, and this is a display application that we've built on top of that TerraLens map engine. And Iris is designed to solve that problem of situational awareness for drone operators. So it is both the visualization of what's going on around you from a variety of different sensor feeds, but also provides for that ability to control the drone. And with our ability to create this very understandable situational awareness picture, we have some of our clients who are now using it to control multiple drones to one operator. And that's a real key goal on the commercial side to reduce their labor costs, is to get up to 5, 6, 7 drones per a single pilot. And they've become much more of a manager than an actual pilot. But our visualization approach with Iris allows a single person to understand what's happening and to manage that fleet of drones. So some of the new features for Iris is we've developed and are now providing an API, an application programmer interface, that allows our clients to integrate even more sensor feeds into Iris and do it themselves. So using this API, it makes it a very open software application that allows our clients to do their own data feed integrations. An example of Iris that was very relevant at home was it was developed further into what we call a multi-domain control station. So this was delivered to the Canadian Navy and allowed a single operator to control an air vehicle, a floating surface vehicle, and an underwater vehicle simultaneously. So our approach to visualization allows you to manage more than one vehicle with our Iris product.
Jordan, I know before the show we were talking about your new role with KG. We also talked a little bit about the innovation that's going on. I mean, there's a lot of precision in what your company does, and there's a lot of real-time software being used. Do you care to talk a little bit about some of the innovation projects that are going on?
Yeah, thanks, John. Absolutely. Kongsberg Geospatial has a legacy here in Ottawa. The company, we're actually celebrating our 30th anniversary as a company, dating back to the days when we were Gallium Software. And so there's a long legacy of us, you know, leading the industry in the development of that map engine that has become TerraLens, as Paige referred to. But we were acquired by Kongsberg back in 2006, and it really provides us with a unique relationship where we're working very closely with Kongsberg Defense and Aerospace and a number of applications to try to solve, you know, unique problems for the broader organization as they pertain to situational awareness, as they pertain to the whole application of geospatial. And then taking those products and taking that work we're doing with the broader organization and turning them into products that we can use to solve problems for the market directly at a Kongsberg Geospatial. MIDAS is a great example of one of those products that has its origins in Norway as part of a larger program and is now becoming a product that we can market directly. A product that looks at ISR data from a storage retrieval and visualization perspective that is quite innovative in terms of its portability. And again, I'd turn it over here to Paige, who's a bit of a visionary on this product. It was his idea on how we could bring it to market, and we're really starting to see some interest as a great example of the innovative spirit of Kongsberg Geospatial. So I'd love to have Paige talk about it a little bit more.
For sure.
Sure. Thanks, Jordan. And the goal of MIDAS is really to address the often forgotten reason why we fly drones in the first place. It's very easy to focus on the sexy aircraft, but the only reason that aircraft is flying is to carry a sensor. And the only reason that sensor is out there is to gather data for the commander to make a better decision. So the role of MIDAS is to fit into that process and ensure that that data you collect is never lost. So it's a storage system. It allows you to find that data very quickly and easily. So it's a retrieval system using a map-based approach, a geospatially-based approach. And then it allows you to create products from that information, such as screen captures or video snippets, and annotate them, and then share those products very quickly to a local commander. So it's taken a system that was almost NATO-sized big data warehouse and put it on a laptop that could be deployed at a forward operating base or on a ship or somewhere where they don't have the assets and resources of a big headquarters to analyze all of this sensor data coming down from a UAV. We can now do that on a laptop right where that UAV is operated and help that commander at the tactical edge.
So, Paige, how do you see MIDAS evolving over the next 5 years?
Well, I think there's a number of avenues for it. There are certainly some Canadian programs where it fits in very well, like RCN ISTAR, where the Canadian Navy is buying a UAV system, and they want to store because they value that information that's coming down from the drone. And you don't want to throw it away at the end of a mission. You want to be able to compare it to next week's mission or the mission a month from now. So it'll certainly fit into that Canadian program, but we're also setting up some sales channels with a U.S. drone manufacturer, Shield AI, who have bought Martin UAV, and they're a great use case for that size of drone where that data is typically not shared with a larger headquarter and they can exploit it right there at the tactical edge. So we're trying to find these channels and use cases of operators where MIDAS really fits, and we've set up some recent relationships to allow us to do that.
So, Paige, we've talked about the portability of your software and products as well. Is there a plan to have these solutions migrated to the web?
There certainly is, and what the web often offers is accessibility. So anywhere you can access the web, you can access data. So one of our recent projects is for the Canadian Space Agency, where we've combined satellite feeds of aircraft tracks and marine traffic, and we've combined it with Starlink to provide that web accessibility. So we've developed this web application that we call Ravens, so that wherever you deploy this Raven set, especially in the Canadian Arctic as example, you can access the internet through the Starlink system to access all of this data that's available from the internet. And we provide the decision support tools within that web application to allow you to exploit that data. So there's certainly a move for some of these more traditional thick client military applications to web accessible applications, and we're able to provide that.
So we've talked a little bit about some of the key programs in Canada for Kongsberg Geospatial. Jordan, can we talk a little bit about the international market and what does that look like? What's the future look like for KG?
We're certainly exploring a lot of opportunities internationally. And today, you know, you talk about our products moving to the web, but the web in general and the ability for companies all over the world to, today, you know, part of their search for new products starts with a very complicated tool called Google. And we absolutely find ourselves with inquiries coming in from all over the world about our products. And so we do pursue those both directly and through the organization itself. So, you know, we have feet on the ground in multiple countries through Kongsberg that we'll partner with and collaborate with. But we're certainly in discussions today on opportunities as far away as Singapore and Australia, and we have a long legacy of success in the U.S. market. So we're certainly going to be continuing to explore applications worldwide for the technology that we're developing here in Ottawa.
Now, Jordan, are you going to be at CANSEC this year?
Absolutely. Kongsberg Geospatial has been at CANSEC for a long time. It's a premier show for us, as it is for most of the defense organizations in Canada. So we will be there and certainly have our products on display for people to come in and check out. And we're very much looking forward to a return to a live trade show here in Canada, right here in the capital of Ottawa.
Yeah, I think we all are. Paige, could we maybe get a sneak peek of what the attendees could expect to learn or do at your booth?
Certainly. And one of the things we'll be showing is that airspace visualization, that common operating picture that, again, is very germane to the NORAD modernization. So that ability to visualize on a very large scale, like consider all of the north of Canada being displayed in very high detail and all of the movements of tracks that are now available from satellite-based sensors, that's the type of thing that we will be displaying at CANSEC.
Paige, what booth will you be at CANSEC? Is there a booth number we can direct our listenership to?
Yes, please come and see us at booth 915 at the CANSEC show right on the center aisle.
You've been listening to Vanguard Radio. We've been talking about mission-critical geospatial solutions, real-time geospatial visualizations to command and control applications. Our special guests today have been Jordan Fried, President and Managing Director for Kongsberg Geospatial, and Paige Cutland, Vice President, Sales and Marketing, Kongsberg Geospatial. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been really interesting.
Thanks for having us, John.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly Podcast Series, CGE Weekly Podcast Series, Vanguard Radio Podcast, and CGE Radio Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.